All right, I'm going to give you a few more tidbits because I'm trying to finish telling you about all the ones I have. All right. Okay, of course, 44 years ago, as many people probably know, this is the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Also, with the exception, huh? What did I say? Oh, did I say 44? 75. The coffee is not working. Okay, other than 2012, the previous election where neither major party candidate had been a veteran was 1944. Oh, that was pretty interesting. In 1944, the rationing laws prohibited the sale of fresh baked bread because they said the smell of the bread would cause people to indulge and then there wouldn't be enough for everyone. In World War II, British soldiers were rationed 3 sheets of toilet paper a day. The U.S. soldiers were rationed 22. It's good to be a U.S. soldier, but 22 still is issues. In 1944, 40% of all of the agriculture grown in the U.S. was grown in home victory gardens. Interesting. Also, during World War II, so many Native Americans volunteered to go into service that had the same proportion of Americans volunteered, the draft would not have been necessary. Other candy companies donated their sugar rations to Lifesavers to keep the company going so they could send Lifesavers overseas to the troops. Glenn Miller died in a plane crash in 1944. That's all I have on this sheet. I'll be back.
Is Anderson up here? Okay, to give the Anderson chapter report here, it's President Demetrius Williford. Come on, Demetrius.
Microphone right. Good morning, Demetrius Williford here giving the report for Anderson. We started out by going to the statewide seminar. We had 8 in attendance from our chapter. We had our very own Frank Koppel to come down to speak to us as our first guest speaker. We had our very first fundraiser car wash, which was sponsored by the Williford's Car Wash. Hint, hint. And we received a lot of proceeds from that. It was real awesome. This was our very first time doing it. We had Karen Kreider from Able Savings of South Carolina, Karen Kreider, to come down to talk to us about savings accounts. We attended the fishing tournament in which I caught my very first fish. Can I get a clap? Okay. Now, I would have caught 2 if the other fish wouldn't have let go. I was struggling already, okay? In June the 26th was my birthday, okay? And I got married on June the 29th. Can I get a clap for that too? Okay. My beautiful wife is beside me. She brought me up. We had 5 in attendance for the national convention. We had a hot dog sale on July the 27th. July the 27th, we had a hot dog sale for another fundraiser. And we have 3 that came to the state, to the state convention. We will have our annual walk on October the 19th. And our Christmas party we haven't came up with a date. And that concludes my report.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
Thank you, Demetrius. You know, Anderson Chapter had a hot dog sale back in the fall, and they gave Rocky Bottom $500 from that hot dog sale, which was really cool. Belvedere. To give the Belvedere report, we have Gerald McMurray and Barry Thomas and Frank Loza. So they must be doing a lot of stuff this year. So you got three folks doing it. Anyway, come on.
Constance Miller couldn't be here this morning. She's actually up in Michigan with a guide dog. So wish well up there. But I'm Gerald McMurray and Frank Loggia and Barry Thomas. And Frank's going to say a few words before I give a report. Good morning, y'all. I just want to come up here and see if I can do this without crying. First of all, I want to thank the Lord for blessing me with people like y'all. And I want to thank all of you for stepping up and what you guys done for me. The last couple of years have been pretty rough, and you guys have been there. And I thank you very much. God bless y'all.
We as a chapter, I feel like done pretty good last year. We continue to have our monthly meetings on Monday evening. We average between 10 to 15 in attendance. We've increased our membership by 5 members. We've also added a tech moment to our agenda, which Frank does. He gives us the latest update on all the gadgets that are available and does a really good job with that. We attended Fun Day at Rocky Bottom. We took 8 members last year, and hopefully again this year, take some folks up there. We had our second annual White Cane Walkathon on October 13th of last year, raised money for the chapter. That's where we mailed out support letters to businesses, individuals seeking support for the walk. We met on that day. We walked a couple of miles to raise awareness of White Cane Day. This has become an annual event and actually a good fundraiser for our chapter. And also, not too long after that, we had a donor appreciation luncheon in November. Mr. Frank Koppel came and spoke, and Frank Loggia spoke. He gave a great testimony there for what God's doing in his life. We served lunch there. We presented information on the NFB and our chapter to those in attendance. And I thought that was very well received. Did a great job. Frank did a great job speaking. And I appreciate that, Frank, you coming down to do that for us. And I'm going to turn it over to Barry, and he'll give you the rest of the year.
Christmas party. I'm fine with
you. You're the man.
No, wait a minute.
Hey, Barry Thomas, we had a fishing trip, Santee, went to do that. Then we had a Christmas party. Belt sale and the tender sale. Miss Candy's birthday, Miss Irene's birthday, 90's birthday. The cruise. Go to the river for Miss Caney and Miss Irene. And what is it? The tender sale. And the belt sale.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we sent 2 folks to the National Convention in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. All righty.
Okay, you know, Frank was talking up here. For those of you who don't know, Frank had a house fire a few weeks ago, I guess a month or so ago, and you guys stepped up to the plate. I know the Columbia chapter did, and as well as others, and helped Frank out. And Frank, you know, we're family, and so when someone of our folks have difficulties, we're going to step right up. And as I said yesterday, we have your back. So there you go. Okay, before I call on Cherokee, I would like if I can read my notes here, if Chesterfield, Clarendon, and Columbia will come up to the podium. So to give the Cherokee County chapter report, here is its president, Jamie Allison.
This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us all be thankful and rejoice and be glad in it. Every day we're on 2 feet and breathing air, we are blessed. Amen. The Cherokee County chapter has had a very stable, steady year. We have had some growth in the past few months in our membership. We actually have 2 new members, 1 voting and 1 associate member, that are actually in the under 20 crowd. So we are thankful for young members. Yay! I'll keep it short. We've had a very stable year. We're continuing to work with some fundraising efforts. Our chapter is also trying to work its way through coming up with a Meet the Blind Month activity. We're still kind of on hold with the venue on where that's going to be, but we are trying to push toward that for this year. And we are continuing to just make steady progress. And we're there in Cherokee County. We're continuing to grow our awareness, because still so much of the county is either not aware that we're there or is so far flung. One of the issues that we're still dealing with a lot is getting people to and from meetings. So we're continuing to work with figuring out how we can mitigate that challenge. And we offer our support and also covet your prayers, as we have had several members that have had some sickness over the year, and that has slowed us down a little, but we're still here. We're still breathing air and still on 2 feet. And so we're rejoicing and carrying right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Cherokee. It's Chesterfield up here. And here's Doris Thurman to give the Chesterfield County chapter report.
Chesterfield County has 23 members now. We've lost 2 this year and death, as you heard during the memorial service. We meet the second Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. in a restaurant in Pageland, and of course we eat at 11 afterwards. So, we have a Christmas party each year. Last year, President Copeland Shelley, along with Vice President Lenora Robertson and some of her members, attended. We always have a real good crowd and some good entertainment for that. We attended the leadership seminar and the state convention. And we donate to the South Carolina Federation Center, Rocky Bottom, the Scholarship Fund, the White Cane Program, School for the Deaf and Blind. We're on the PAC program, and we sell bus tickets and fun day tickets. And we also sell World's Finest Chocolate to raise our funds to do all this. And for the last 2 years, we have partnered with the Lions Club to sell Vidalia onions. Shout out to Georgia, wherever they are. And I bought a bag, and it didn't last long. I was wishing I'd have bought 2. But they were real good. We passed out brochures at several events that were being held around in our area. And we have a speaker each month. We have someone from law enforcement that talks to us about safety and scams and other things. We have a local government representative, someone from the local nutrition center to tell the people that might be in need of that where they can go. We have someone from health care and talk about Medicare, Medicaid, and other programs that the elderly and the disabled can get. We have someone from hospice. We have someone from the a funeral director who talked to us about making plans and things like that. And we also remember each one of our members with a birthday card when their birthday comes. And somebody got a birthday coming up. It's Miss Dorcas on September the 4th. And I know many of you saw her in Las Vegas when the convention was out there, but she is still a member at our Chesterfield County chapter. Because I brought her down here for many years. In fact, I have been to every convention, state convention, since our chapter was organized. I brought Miss Bernice Kirkley down here a long time, and Miss Dorcas. And Nancy Reyes is our president now, but she has got a lot of physical problems that she wasn't able to come. And Shannon, something else happened in 1944. I was born.
All right.
But let me tell you what, I was born on February 29th. So I don't have a birthday but every 4 years. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Doris. Appreciate it. Ms. Dorcas is still, and how old is Ms. Dorcas going to be in September? 97. And I tell you what, she used to come to senior camp and she walked the younger folks up, just leave them in her dust. So she was gone. But anyway, thank you, Doris. To give the Clarendon County chapter report is the secretary of that chapter. Here is Sarah Massengale.
So this year has been a really hard year for the Clarendon County chapter. As you heard in the memorial service, we lost two of our members, Mr. Paget McKenzie and Miss Blanche Odom, who is one of our was one of our charter members. Since we lost both of our members around Christmas, we did not do a Christmas party this year. We are a very small chapter. So we are currently working on some ideas for fundraising and recruitment. So if anybody has any ideas, please share with us. We had President Koppel down to speak to us this year. And we sponsored three of our members to go to National Convention and have some of our members here at State Convention as well. What else would you like to know, President Koppel? I think that's about all we have. So thanks, guys.
Okay, before Columbia gives their report, if could Darlington, Georgetown, and Greenville come up to the front, please, to give the Columbia chapter report. Is the first vice president of the chapter. Here is Steve Cook.
Good morning, Federation family. How are y'all doing this morning? Come on, you need to be more perkier than that. There you go, there you go. As first vice president of the Columbia chapter, Tiffany asked me to do our report this morning on what we've done over the past year. And the Columbia chapter, with our annual barbecue chicken fundraiser, woohoo! Hey, where's the excitement from the Columbia chapter? Are y'all chicken to applaud? Yeah. And we've raised, minus our expenses, Tom, you can definitely correct me. You're the numbers person. It was around $8,000 to $9,000 this year that we used to send some of our, I'm sorry, not send, but assist some of our members to the Vegas convention and some to the state convention here. Woohoo! But throughout the year, we have different fundraising events. In September, several years ago, we started the Taste of Columbia. And you ask, what is that? I'm glad you ask. members in our chapter with our favorite recipes we bring to the Federation Center on in September, which this year is going to be the 14th. Look for upcoming announcements. And we pay to enter our recipes. And we have a judge. And in the past, we have given out prizes for first, second, and third. And then you can also come and sample all of the recipes. And basically, you get you a lunch for $10. Only $10. Where can you go to get home-cooked recipes for $10 in this in Columbia or in the state? It costs more to go to Rocky Bottom than $10. Yep. But it's a good meal. We have fellowship, and we have it throughout the day. Then in October, we have our Meet the Blind Walk. The past several years, we've had it out the outside track at Drew Wellness Center. It's an awesome facility, an awesome track for us to go out and meet and greet people there and give out literature. Then in December, Tiffany started this several years ago, and I'm glad she did, where each member, if you want to, you bring a dish. So basically, it's a potluck Christmas dinner. And, oh, you get some good, delicious food, depending on the time you go through the line. Because we have so much food, we run out, then, okay, bring out the next recipe. But it's a good meal for us all. But throughout the year, we have different fellowships, depending on people's schedules and the Federation Center schedule as well. We have a breakfast fellowship fundraiser as well, and I love going there. Just put me in front of the bacon tray. And then also the Columbia chapter is on Facebook. So if you're on social media, look us up. We're the official Columbia chapter, and I periodically post information there. And if you have any questions, just let us know. And for people in the audience, when does the Columbia chapter meet? Second Thursday of the month, normally, except for July and August, we meet at the Federation Center at 6:15. And so this year, I know there's some students attending USC. So if your class schedule permits, I hope to see you there. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the convention.
What about a door prize, Lenore? No, turn your mic on, please.
Hello. Okay, this is another neck puller, and with that, while you're relaxing, I'm going to give away another thing of this goodies from Isaiah. It's, I don't know, nuts, candies, whatever, but you're going to enjoy this while you're relaxing with your neck puller. Pam from
Pam Sexsnyder, all right.
Is she in here? Is Pam in here?
Well, I don't think so.
Last night she said y'all won't call my name because you can't pronounce it.
Draw again.
Steve Cook.
Yeah, he's here. Okay, you know, I'm looking down this list of chapters, and let me have your attention, please. And I forgot to mention in my presidential report yesterday that we organized or reorganized a new chapter in December of this past year, and that is the Darlington chapter. And to have to give their report is its president. Here is Garrett Mosley.
Am
microphone is kind of on your left.
Okay.
Look, real skinny.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, a little closer.
Okay. This is my first time doing this, so thank y'all. So we started the Darlington chapter last December, and excited to do that. Mostly right now, it's still just my family and myself, but I've been reaching out every time I get the letters about people needing a white cane because trying to encourage them to come. Right now, our biggest problem is transportation, even the ones who are interested. So I've bounced this idea off of y'all, that, and I'd be glad to hear any feedback. And thank y'all once again. I know of at least three people in here I can think of who have offered advice as a president of their chapter, so I appreciate that. But the idea I was thinking is I might try this as a conference over the phone for two a quarter and once a quarter meet in person, since people are having trouble with transportation. But I'm going to keep trying to raise money until then, and maybe eventually we'll be able to meet every time. But anyway, that's about all I got. All right, thank you all.
Here to give the Georgetown report, and the fellow who sang a beautiful hymn this morning, here is James Nelson.
Y'all ready?
We're ready.
Good morning. There is going to be a meeting. Good morning, everyone. I'm here to give a small report of the Georgetown chapter. What we would like to say to you today, Georgetown chapter is still mending strong with the faithful few that we have here. And I'll tell you this much. Anytime that we can be of help to anything, we try our best to do that. I have had many people that call in to me and get information and stuff like that, and I'm glad that I'm on the standby. I can do that for them and stuff like that, such as find the white cane and different way of getting into programs and stuff like that. I can tell them, give them information. Because I am on the standby for those purposes. But we are small in membership, but we are still pressing on strong. Through the years, it's been very, very, very good. And to myself, I still can say that we are still strong because watch the reports that I give. Thank you.
Okay, as the Greenville, as JW comes up here, if I can read my writing, that'd be good. I'm coming, hold on, lost my place, goodness gracious. Aha, here we go. I need Greenwood, Lancaster, and Lawrence to come up to the front, please, to give the Greenville report. Here, it's President J.W. Smith.
Good morning, Federation. First of all, I would like to thank all of you for your prayers during our time of sickness. My wife's been sick. We've been going back and forth to Atlanta. Couldn't get to do too much, but thank you for your prayers. I know you prayed for us because I felt them. I really do appreciate it, and it strengthened us a lot. As far as the Greenville chapter, we barely hanging on. We're not doing too good. Today, we only have four people with us today. We only did belts this year, fundraiser. We are holding our ground with giving donations to Rocket Bottom in the center and the Ruth Yard scholarship fund. So we ask all of you to pray for us that we can get strong. We only have about 11 members now, and we don't have that many that participate and come to our meetings. So keep us in your prayers and pray for the Greenville chapter. And we trying to get something together for October the 12th. I don't know how it's coming. I'm not on that committee, but they were trying to get something together to have something at the fall of Greenville about, you know, down in the park. So we're supposed to have been in the positive note, and I told them to put it in the I told them to get in touch with David, and, you know, so he could get all the stuff taken care of. But anyway, we're going to do what we can on that and for the White King Month. But just like I said, just keep us in your prayer that we'll be strong and come back, make a bounce back. Thank you much.
Thank you, J.W. To give the Greenwood report, here is Tommy McNeil. Tommy here? Okay, that sounds like Tommy's here. I thought Tommy was going to be here. Okay. How about a door prize? That's right.
Hello. Okay, it's on now. Okay, we got another goodie bag. So don't ask me what's in it. No name on it. It's stuff. Stuff. Jennifer Baser.
Is Lawrence here? Okay, to give the Lawrence chapter report, here is its president, Helen McNeur. Helen. Oh, wait, before you do, can I have Lee County, Newberry, and Rock Hill? Don't understand. Okay, go on, right ahead.
It's good to be here again, giving a presidential report for our chapter. Our chapter is having some problems with sickness, and I want to say Miss Carolina Bagwell was in my chapter, and she was a charter member. She was in here before she passed away. She was here in the chapter for 41 years, and only missed 1 year having perfect attendance to the meetings. And I wish I had more like her in our chapter today, because she worked until she couldn't do any more. But this year we have tried to go out to eat at least once a month. Our chapter goes out and fellowships with a meeting, and we talk about, or we fellowship, but we also talk about things that our chapter can do to make blindness awareness and to grow our chapter and get new members. In September, we'll be having a fishing tournament, which is an annual thing that is sponsored by the Lions Club for us. And for the last 3 years, I have won the most fish caught, 3 years in a row. And the big thing is I am getting together, I called it a blind softball team, but I was corrected by Parnell Diggs. It's called Beatball. That's right. And I am putting it out. Parnell says he'll come and play. So I'm putting it out to all the chapters that would like to participate either in watching or either playing in the beatball game. And that's our big thing this year, is to try to, I think it will bring awareness in our town and maybe get us some new members that way. And I thank you for that. And that's all I have.
All right, thank you, Ellen.
Okay. Is that enough? Oh, shame, shame. Okay. To give the Newberry chat report, here is Valerie Warrington.
Good morning. Our chapter is one of the smaller chapters too, so I feel like we're in the same boat probably as Clarendon, if not a little smaller. We're working on some major revitalization efforts there, so if anybody knows any blind folks from Newberry, please pass along my contact information. We'd love to reach out to them. Our chapter did participate in Midlands Gives this year. We gave both to Rocky Bottom and to the NFBFSC. We have helped get some door prizes for the Sweetheart Dance in February and get some auction items together as well. We will be at Fun Day in September, so I'm sure we'll have some folks assisting there as well. So membership is still our main challenge, so if you know any folks, please let me know. Thank you all.
Thank you, Newberry. Okay, to give the Rock Hill chat report, a lady who's done a fantastic job with door prizes this year, here's Lenora Robertson, its president.
Well, good morning. You know, every morning I get up and I ask the good Lord, I said, please let me help at least one person today. Well, about 11:30, I said, hey, I hadn't had a cup of coffee yet. Can we wait a minute? So my phone's constantly ringing or somebody at the door. But we've had a good year in Rock Hill, and this year I have one of my newer members with us. He's Mr. Tom Coulter. He spent about 40 years in the military. He was 30-something years in education, being a teacher and coach and everything, and he's been really an inspiration. And Winnie Spears is with us. Her husband was chapter president until about 1982, and she's been with the chapter about 40-something years. So Louise Watson hangs with us. We can't, you know, every time. She's one that, you know, she never got out of Rock Hill. Charlotte's just about 20 miles away. She had some relatives there. She'd visit them or go down a little bit to Chester. So once we started taking her to national conventions and state conventions, she's in our hip pocket. And so, and Ellen, of course, I appreciate what she does for helping with door prizes, cooking Rocky Bottom, everything. But this year we've done candy sales. We do yard sales. We got a bunch of stuff. My church is going to help us with that this year. We do belt charity days, do real well on that. I had a church in Rock Hill found out we had gotten a new little minibus, and they sent me a check, a grant for $1,000 to pay on the insurance. So it was on a Friday night in October. Our old van was rusty. It was leaking. The tires were going down. We were having an off time. We thought that the city was going to put us off the streets and not let us ride downtown anymore. It looked so bad. And so a couple of years ago, Dancing with the Stars started a bus fund for us for several $1,000s, about $3,000 we had. So a lady called me, and she says, her husband's with the Lions Club, and she says, Lenora, I found you a little minibus. I said, oh, my Lord, how are we going to pay for that thing? So this was late Friday night, and she said the guy's got a note on it from the church, said that the first people there on Monday morning would get it. You know, how are we going to get the money for that thing? Well, her husband with the Lions Club called the Lions Club president, and Sunday afternoon they brought me a check to pay for the rest of the van. Well, then my Sunday school teacher took me home from church that Sunday and went to get out of the car. He said, here's something for you. What's that? It's $500 to pay the taxes and buy you tag and everything. So virtually we got a little 14-passenger minibus absolutely free. So you need to get with your Lions Club, work with them. I'm now first vice president of the Lions Club in Rock Hill, and I've been with them 25 years. And we just keep plugging, keep working. And the thing to do is keep your members going activated and interested, because we have fun. And like I've told you before, if you got any members that you don't like or they're not doing any good, send them to me. We'll make them all new again. Thank you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
We found Lee County. But before we do that, let's have Spartanburg, Sumter, and Upper Dorchester. Oh, my Lord, that's right. My fingers did not read that. I sure did. Well, let's have Lancaster and then Lee, and then we'll go from there. All right. I apologize. Well, Lancaster is not here. Oh, there she is. I can see you now. Come on up.
Well, Lancaster, we had a Christmas party. We also been coming to all the meetings in July, and a leadership meeting. We had some members also come to that. In March, President Copple came to change presidents. We asked him for a prayer from Ms. Daisy. She's not doing well at all. And we asked him for a prayer for another lady. She had knee surgery. And we are growing slowly. We also had a rainbow tea, and we did pretty good with it. We raised about $685 with the rainbow tea. So, and we're trying to move on, do some other things, and we'll be back with you.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Now, let's have the Lee County Chapter Report from Miss Linda Disley.
Good morning, good morning. First, as I start, I hear some of the chapters are saying that they're struggling, and we are too, but you know what? Still I rise, never to give up, never to give in. Continue, and you will rise. Okay, what I would like for us to do before we start also, you're here. So let's give each other a hand clap. You are here. Yes, I would like to solicit your prayers also. We're struggling also. I have members that are ill, but they're still trying. My vice president, she's been in a wheelchair. She's waiting for surgery. Another one of my strong members, she's actually in Maryland now. She had a stroke. But they're at home. They're ill, but they are still trying to do whatever they can to help out. The one that's having surgery, she actually went to Belk's as we did the Belk Charity Day sale. Okay, what we've done, we participated in a health fair where we gave out brochures, and we had HumanWare display a table so that we could educate the public to the things that the blind use so that we can live the life we want. We also had continued to have our shirt sale, okay, because I print shirts, as you know, and our candy sales, and I would like to thank there are quite a few of the chapters that have supported us, and I thank you very, very much. Okay. We continued with our membership drive, and we have two additional members coming in this year. We will be selling new items. Okay, some of the things that we're planning to do. Okay, we're planning to have a Braille support group. Okay, we understand that Braille is very important, starting from the young child up. But we don't want to forget the older ones of us who are just experiencing blindness. So if we can help, even if it's enough just so that you can label your medication, label these important things, then that would help us as the older blind. Okay, what we're also planning to, we have so much going on. We're planning to bring back our bowling outing. So if you're interested in bowling, we will start our bowling outing again. We will be having our walk sometimes in October. And for the chapters under the District 5, which I'm your District 5 rep, I will be sponsoring a special luncheon for all chapters that's under District 5. Now, we need to make sure that we know, let the public know that the blind live the lives they want. Okay, so what I would like to do for Blind Awareness Month, the only thing I ask of you is to respond by the second Saturday in September, the second Friday in September. You'll be getting more information. We will be hosting a Meet the Blind Month, a Blind Awareness Month breakfast, which will be free to all members of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. But I just need you to respond ahead of time so that we can prepare. And we will continue our membership drive. And if there's anything I can do to help you, let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Lee County. Spartanburg.
No, what did I think?
And here is the president of the Spartanburg chapter. Here is Belinda Banks.
Good morning. Y'all bear with me. I'm a little rusty. I used to be very good at speaking, but it has been a while. First, I wanted to say that we have several new members. Cindy Ham, Sandy Hodges, and my sister Ernestine Edwards. And we also have three members have came back to the chapter this year that used to be members. And I'm always, and we always working on trying to recruit new people. So if you know anyone in the area, please send them my way. And we've been to the state seminar. We went to the leadership. We had seven people to go to the nationals. We have nine here today. And we got a new van this year. We had one. And it's used, but it's new to us, and we are grateful for it. We need it because we are working on growing, and we're not going to stop until we get our chapter back to where it used to be. That's, and also Clifford Long is here today, and his birthday is today. And we, you. Happy birthday to you. know.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm not finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, and also, we have the Blind Alumni for the South Carolina School for the Deaf and Blind coming up the last weekend in September, and we are trying to work on regrouping with that and bringing our numbers up. So please come out and join us and support us and help us get that back up and going. And also, I wanted to say congratulations to all the state scholars. They well deserve it. And I also want to say thank you and congratulations to Derek Simon, our national scholar. And that's the end of our report. And we are working on a lot of fundraising. Hopefully we will do a little better this year than we did this past year. Thank you all. Oh, also we selling half and half, and I'll.
Are you going to do drawing today, or?
You doing it today? Yes.
We're doing it. Do y'all want to do it now? Doing the capture report.
821 is our number that we pull. So everyone, look who bought a half and half. She won.
All right.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Spartanburg. All right. Is Deborah up here? Okay. We will now hear from the Sumter chapter and its president and second vice president of BFSC. Here is Deborah Canty.
Good morning. Good morning, my Federation family. Thank you, Mr. Gashford, for your powerful speech last night. Thank you to the NFBSC and the Sumter chapter bring greetings. And some of the things we did last year were, we started in September, into October as we raised blind awareness in the community. In September, we started with the Sumter County Fair. We had some of our blind members to visit area churches to speak to their congregations and bring blind awareness. And then we made ourselves vigilant in the community. And one of the things we do in Sumter is be vigilant in the community. We sponsor, we support, and we be involved in prayer breakfasts, banquets, dances, whatever it is that the community is doing, we always be a part. So when we go back and ask for a donation, they'll know who we are. And that has worked for us over the years. We reach out to other than just our blind members. We go out and build relationships in the community. In December, we had our 45th annual Christmas Gala. Marvin Borson was our speaker last year. And those funds helped carry us through the year. Sumter is a town that does not have much of a public transportation, so we have to go out and purchase transportation with our sighted volunteers in the community, and we have to pay the ride. So we just go out and raise money to get to where we have to go. And that's what we do, and it works out very good for the Sumter chapter. We had a king and queen contest, and that's where an individual will go out and raise money to become either queen or king. And this past year, we raised over $1,200, and that helped our members with transportation throughout the year as well. We had our barbecue to help our members get to the national. My brother from Boise, Idaho, introduced me to the National Federation of the Blind 20 years ago, and he met me in Vegas, and he had a chance to see what the NFB does on a national level. He was truly impressed. He was amazed, and God called him to preach. And he said, the NFB has been an instrumental part of him and what he does in the ministry. So I thank God for that. And we also, we have the Berlin and Alba Graham here today, Herbert Boykin. We have four here, and we had 19 at the Nationals. There are so many things we do in the NFB. We give birthday cards to members. If we had somebody to graduate or if someone had a celebration, we are there to support. We have a great hospitality committee at our meetings and make sure we have a full course meal. And then we don't charge because nobody wanted to pay. So what we did, we try to use reverse psychology. We have a 50-50 raffle. So we take the money from the raffle and we pay for the meal. So they don't feel like they're paying for the meal. So that works out well for us. We still go in our pocket a little bit to make it right. But we does well, and the transportation is what we're working on. But maybe one day God will bless us with a van as well. I think that's about it for something. We just pray that we continue to work together, become more unified, so God can be glorified. God bless.
Thanks, Deborah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We do have the fair coming up next month, and on the fifth Sunday in September, we start again with the Blind Awareness Month, and we have Doug Hudson, and he's going to visit Trinity, and he's going to come and raise blind awareness in the Sumter community on a Sunday morning. God bless.
All right.
So all are invited.
Thank you, Deborah. Loretta, are you here? Okay. To give the Upper Dorchester County report, here is Loretta Green.
Good morning. Bring greetings from the Upper Dorchester chapter. First, I want to thank my granddaughter for assisting me up here, Michaela. I want to first, we had elections, so I'm still the president. We have a new vice president, Arthur Williams. My secretary is still the same secretary, Ruby Amaker. We have a new treasurer, Alberta Shula. We meet every third Monday. We do kind of like an earlier 1 o'clock. We do an early luncheon for our meetings. We had about five people to attend the statewide seminar this year. We only had two to represent the Valentine's Day dance. I'm trying to work on them to come and have a good time at doing that time of the year, Valentine's Day. We had four at this seminar in March. We had four leadership seminar. We had four to ten there. We also had five people to attend the Nationals in Vegas. And we're trying to build up the membership going to the Nationals because that's very important. We had about four members to come to the state today. And I just wanted to mention that we do participate in PAC, so I want to encourage those who don't participate in PAC to get a part of that.
There you go.
And we had two good fundraisers this year. We had a fish fry, which did good. People in the Low Country love fish. So we did good. We also had a yard sale, trying to get everybody to do some cleaning, some spring cleaning, so that the yard sale did pretty good as well. Coming in October, we're going to do a walk. We're going to visit some of the businesses in St. George and around the surrounding areas. We're just going to inform them, the ones who don't know about the NFB blindness, we're going to be asking, having questions answered for those who have some. And we're just going to spread the information about the NFB and blindness and just get the community aware for those who don't know about blindness. You'll be surprised to know the people in your community who are not aware. So October is a good month for them to get aware. And that's it. One more thing. We're supposed to be having a Thanksgiving luncheon. And we're going to send an invitation to President Kapu for November.
Okay.
All right. So that's all for up at Dorchester. Right. Enjoy the convention.
Okay, I'm going to ask if the Computer Science and Technology Division will come up. And parents of my children and seniors come up. Well, Tom is making his way. Did y'all like the walk-up music we have this year for the speakers and so forth? I thought it was awesome. And let's give the Computer Science Technology folks a big hand that they put this together.
That's the way.
There it is. Hey, everybody. The Computer Science and Technology Division recently had its elections, and the results are Tom Spittle, president, Steve Cook, first vice president, David Bundy, second vice president, Shannon Cook, secretary, and Valerie Warrington, treasurer. What do we do as Computer Science Tech Division? Well, it's a lot of volunteer work. It's a lot of people doing a lot of things, just like we're a branch of the NFB of SC. We do the same things. We teach people. We help people learn something that they don't know. We support them. And we do some work behind the scenes to make everything gel together and make it real nice. One of the major things we do is social media and websites. And Steve Cook will be talking about that in just a few. But some of the other things that we do. Monthly at the Federation Center of the Blind, we hold a technology training session. It's open to anybody who wants to come and learn. We teach them whatever they want to learn. So if it's about an iPhone or about computers, we never know what we're gonna get or who we're gonna get. And we publicize this on our listserv, and that's another thing that we do, nfbnet.org is the listserv. And if you look up NFB of SC, you can sign up for that. And you too can get all the information that comes through, including Vicki Phillips puts out shopping lists for Publix, Bilo, Piggly Wiggly, and Food Lion. So you can look through a text-only version of what's coming up into your supermarket ads, and you can do things independently. At the convention for the last probably 4 or 5 years or so, we have been responsible for streaming the convention, and we're doing that again this year. And like Frank said, we want to thank Larry and Valerie Warrington who do the streaming. And do you like the walk-up music? Has that been fun? You want to do it again? All right. Before I turn it over to Steve, the last thing that I want to say is we're working on expanding what we do. Have you ever thought maybe the Sumter Chapter Christmas Party, who would want to listen to that over a stream? Who would want to listen to another chapter meeting in another part of the state that you can't get to? And so what we're going to do about that is chapter presidents can get in touch with me, okay, through the Federation Center or what have you, and we will help you stream the convention. We will be in Columbia, or if we have to, and we have the means to do so, we will go to your chapter and we will set it up not only for others in other parts of the state, but in your own area, that they can dial in, they can make a phone call and listen to your convention, your meeting. So you can either get on the computer and listen, you can get on an iPhone or an Android and listen, or you can pick up the phone just like with Newsline. You just dial a set of numbers and you can listen to what's going on. And we hope that anybody in here that is interested, get in touch with me and we'll organize this. We are the organized blind movement, right? So we might as well organize it as best as we can. Well, thank you for your time. I'm gonna be up right after Steve, but before I leave, we do have a drawing for an Amazon Basics microwave oven. If there are any last minute entries, please see Shannon Cook. The table is right in front of the podium. And after Steve makes his remarks, we will draw. Okay, thank you very much. The tickets are $2 a piece, and they are three tickets for $5. You get the microwave and an Echo Dot, which you can operate the microwave with the Echo Dot. So you just say, Alexa, microwave 45 seconds, and it'll start microwaving for 45 seconds. So it's a really awesome thing. But here's Steve Cook.
Good morning again. So I'm here as First Vice President of the Computer Science and Technology Division to tell you about other items that we are responsible and enjoy doing. So social media. This weekend, Jamie Allison has been tweeting like crazy, and I certainly appreciate that, Jamie. I actually spoke to her yesterday about continuing the Twitter feed all year round pertaining to the NFB of SC if you choose to look us up on Twitter. Again, that's NFB of SC on Twitter. And she will continue the tweet. I mainly do Facebook media. I'm on Twitter, but I don't tweet that often. I'll retweet stuff, but I don't post on Twitter much. But on Facebook, as far as the NFB is concerned, we have a National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina Facebook page, which currently stands at 254 followers. We have a Computer Science and Technology Facebook page that currently stands at around 115 followers. And we have a Rocky Bottom Retreat and Conference Center Facebook page that currently has around 85 followers. It's relatively new. It's not even a year old at this point. But on each of those pages, I will take material and post to each one of those pages depending on the content. So if you're on National Federation South Carolina Facebook page, you're not going to get technology tips that I post on the computer science page. So it's best to follow all three. And that way you can learn about different things going on with the NFB of SC, technology, and Rocky Bottom. So also, what I would like to bring up to you, I have talked to Frank about starting back up on the nfbofsc.org website, posting content there. So chapters, when you have elections, or if you want information posted there, please contact me. I'll be glad to post it for you, okay? We're going to, as soon as we get the convention archive recordings, we're going to put those on the website. Also, within the past few months, I would like to thank Billy Irwin. Over the past several years with our nfbofsc.org website, he has hosted it free to the organization. Again, that was free when he could have been charging our organization. But in the past several months, we have moved nfbofsc.org to the main NFB servers in Baltimore. They have taken over hosting our website. We still are responsible as a state for the content. But not only that, they renew our domain name every year that David Bundy was also paying for as a donation through the years. He was paying for the nfbofsc.org domain name. And that's an update with social media and the nfbofsc.org website. Thank you.
And we are not a closed group. Anybody wishing to help us, any media, any pictures that are taken, any stories that you'd like to share, get them to us and we will spread the word. We will. Shannon, did you have any other ticket sales? Okay. We'll do it before the gavel falls a little later. I will. Yes. All right. Steve says when you send a picture, also include a description of who or what the picture is of so that we can be as compliant and everybody can know what's going on. All right. And we will do the drawing a little bit later today, maybe at the. Okay. Maybe we get into the next agenda item. So you'll hear from me soon. Thank you.
I do want to say that the Computer Science and Technology Division does a lot. I appreciate Steve posting on our website. That's awesome. Thank you, Steve. But we have to do our part as well. So we need content. So as Steve said, it's special activity, elections, posting your chapter meetings. Chapter presidents should have their names and phone number and contact info on the website. Please, and correct meeting times, exactly. The website's gonna be only as good as we make it. So let's get that stuff into Steve, and I know we'll have an excellent website. Is Jennifer here? Okay, to give the parents of Bond Chosen's report, here's its president, Jennifer DePoe Hoffman.
Good morning. I have recently created a South Carolina Parents of Blind Children closed Facebook group. Okay, so the purpose of the South Carolina Parents of Blind Children Facebook group is to help to draw in new members. The Parents of Blind Children, we do not exist without the South Carolina NFB. And I want a South Carolina Parents of Blind Children that the blind NFB of SC members are full participants of. I want that because I am fully aware that the NFB of SC has been helping my husband and I to raise Michael and Matthew. And I want other parents of blind children to get that same message, to understand that. So I have, in creating this Facebook group, I have invited NFB of SC members. And what I need from you is to post, or if I post or somebody else posts, I need you to comment. And I also need you to bring, when you meet a parent of blind children in South Carolina, I need you to bring the Facebook page, Facebook group to their attention. Okay, so again, what you need to remember is that it's South Carolina Parents of Blind Children. And it's a private or a closed group. What that means is that you can search it on Facebook and find it, but you have to join in order to be able to read the content there. If anyone wants more details, please see me. Thank you.
Before I call on the senior division, I need someone from the South Carolina Association of Blind Students to come up for it also too, okay? So,
yeah, you have
to. Is Shelly here? Oh, there's Conceer. I'm sorry. Anyway, stand up, Shell. Just kidding. To give the seniors division report, here is its president and someone who keeps me straight most of the time. Here is Shelly Koppel.
You know, all right. Okay. All righty. We had our meeting on Friday afternoon at 5. We could entertain more participation from the seniors. A lot of our members are in that category, so we welcome anybody to come. We had decided that we were going to make it official to try and have quarterly conference calls in our state so that, you know, we can keep touch with each other. Decide some fundraising things to do, keep connected that way. That also provides an opportunity for the new people, especially new people that come to senior camp or whatever, to have a place to learn and connect and all those kinds of things. We have an 800 toll-free number, conference call number, that we can call in on. I don't happen to have that with me, but I have listed it in the positive note, and I'm going to ask when we have our first conference call for this quarter will be probably the first week in November, and we can do it in the daytime. A lot of us can do it during the day, or we can do it in the evening, either way. But probably I will have David Houck for the first time send out a paper invitation to people that's going to be happening and what the number is. I will also post it, I do, in the positive note, and I will get in touch with Steve and put it on the listserv. So we've got several different ways for people to find out this conference call number and things. Friday, we did also elect Julie Bible as our interim treasurer. Molly Scatina had been formerly our treasurer, and she has moved to Oklahoma, that rascal. Anyway, so Julie will be helping out with those responsibilities, and we're happy about that. We were selling straws this weekend, the metal straws, for just a fundraiser. And then I have a 50-50 raffle to draw a name here. And just a second. Is JW's grandson in the audience? No. Okay. All right. We'll find someone else to do that. I also want to mention that we have our two senior camps. In the year of 2017, we were unable to have that up at Rocky Bottom due to some weather and other kinds of things. Huh? Yes. Okay. All right, come on up here to the front. And so this year we had a wonderful senior camp in May. Shannon Cook and I are now co-chairing senior camp. And I wanna, yes, let's give a big thank you. It's been fun. Shannon's always been a part of it. And Frank said, no more. So Shannon and I willingly took that on, and it's been fun. With Lenora and Ellen's help and the crew in the kitchen, it seems like we've got a good group. We are also hosting another National Senior Division training in September, and we almost had one of our South Carolina seniors to be able to come, but she's had to back out because of some health issues. But anyway, we're keeping going, and we welcome any suggestions and participation. So let's do this drawing. Here, who is it? Okay, Miss Clea, help him. Would you draw just one card out of there, please? If
get one?
All righty. Thank you, dear. All righty. Who's the lucky winner? Mr. David Bundy is the recipient of $63. Thank you all.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Shelley. I have to pick the mic back up again. Okay, there you go. All right. Someone, do we have a student here? Oh, and here is the newly elected president of the South Carolina Association of Blind Students. Here is Derek Simon.
Good morning, beautiful people. Well, as President Koppel just previously stated, as of this past Friday night, I am your new South Carolina Association of Blind Students president. So, just for very briefly, I'd like to thank everyone who came to Trivia Night last night and participated with us. That was a show, to say the least. up here with me, I have my new standing vice president, Alonzo Ellerby. And the rest of my board is out in the crowd. And I'm pleased to report with much joy that after Trivia Night and our previous fundraiser from the statewide seminar back in January, that within the past few months, we have raised $354 towards our account. All right, so that's all I've got. So you guys have a wonderful day. Yes, sir. That's actually in the works as we speak, as a matter of fact. So, you know, that's gonna be coming up soon, very soon. So keep your eyes peeled. I feel like you're asking that for a reason, sir. I sense an ulterior motive. Coming next summer to a store near you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Make that $359 after a beautiful donation from Mr. Isaiah Nelson.
Okay. We have a couple of raffles that we need to do. We have computer science, technology, and also Rock Hill.
Couple, reach on in and pick one.
There you go.
And read it for
me.
Read it.
Malaya
Reese.
Malaya Reese. Are you here? All right. You can put that back in. The microwave is here and at the table right in front of the podium.
Good morning, George.
Okay.
Good morning, Winnie Spears, Rock Hill. Thank all of you so much who have participated in the drawing. And I'd like to say they had mentioned that I had been in NFB. NFB came to Rock Hill several years ago. My children were scouts and they helped everybody get settled. And I met Francis Messer, who introduced us to NFB, and then the Caps, the Tuckers, and Mr. Bell have helped many answer many questions to bring my children up. My children now are in the mid-50s, and we have met many people along the way, and I want to say thank you. I know our time's limited. We have 57 $57, I believe it was, that in the 50-50, and would you mind picking a ticket?
Yes, ma'am.
Gerald McMurray. Gerald McMurray.
That was your chapter, yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, that's Spartanburg. Hold on one second. Spartanburg, are you ready to do your raffle or you want to, or what? Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and do your raffle and so we need to move on. Sure. Well, no, come up here because we're doing the stream and everything. Come up here. Okay, never mind. Stay there. That's what I said. Ticket
821. 821. Diane Hickrath got it?
Oh, wow. She still got it. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. We're good.
And I want everybody to know I was the one that pulled it, so.
Okay. Here is Shannon for some more tidbits.
I'm going to do the rest of the ones I have because I know once we get finished, everybody's going to be done. All right. So, in 1944... 17 magazine was launched. On March 16th, the Oscars were held for the first time in a large venue at Grauman Chinese Theater. Casablanca won for the picture of the year that year. On August 7th, IBM released its first program-controlled computer. And originally it was called the Electromechanic Automatic Sequence Controlled Calculator, but they changed it to the Harvard Mark I. Good decision. Burst that year, Diana Ross, Alice Walker, Joe Frazier, George Lucas, Sam Elliott, Linda Ellerbe, Barry White.
That's right.
Michael Douglas, Brenda Lee, Doris Thurman, and Gary Watson. That's my dad. Okay. All right. And this is some fun facts. And this is my last section. The average cost of a house was $8,600. I don't know. This might make y'all mad, this whole section. Gas was 21 cents a gallon. Bread was 9 cents a gallon. Thank you. I was already reading milk, so my brain was like, okay, a loaf.
Liquid bread.
Yeah, if you get liquid bread in a gallon, it's wrong. Milk was 62 cents a gallon. A car was $1,200. Stamp was 3 cents. The stock market was at 152. That's it, 152. Okay. The annual income was $2,600. The minimum wage was 30 cents an hour. Between 1940 and 1950, the percentage of homes that had telephones went from 36 to 61. Now, this last one I thought was just really interesting. The average number of homes that got televisions in 1946, it was 6,000. By 1951, 12 million. And my last tidbit is the reason we're here. In 1944, the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina was founded.
Let's give Shannon a big hand for a wonderful job with all the tidbits.